Hoya kisavaya wa oraz asher Hashem alekecha noisim lecha nachlo. You come to the land that Hashem is giving you as an inheritance, the Yerishta, and you'll possess it, the Yashavtava, and you'll settle there. So the Sefer HaPirion says a ha'orah. Many times it says in the Torah, Vahoya kiviyacha, kiviyacha, Hashem will bring you. And here the Lashon has changed. Here it says, Vahoya kisavay, it'll be when you come. Why is there a shine? You always find, Vahoya kiviyacha, Hashem alekech, Hashem will bring you. And here it says, Vahoya kisavay. So the Apirion says, Apid, the Svarim say, a reason for the bringing of Bikurim is that a person has to come to the Hakara Hashem Ha'aretz Mvaya. Everything belongs to Hashem, and a person is only a sharecropper. We're only a sharecropper. We're working on the land as a worker for Hashem. And just like it's the derech that a sharecropper used to bring the first fruits and the best fruits to the owner, so we act as a sharecropper, and we bring the first fruits and the best fruits to the owner. So that's why it says in the Torah, Kisavay. Kisavay, sometimes from Aktzach HaMachshava, that you're the one that's coming on your own. I came, I'm the one that conquered the land. You might think so. So for that to take it away from your heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the mitzvah of Bikurim, it's not Kisavay. The emes is, I brought you here. It's my land. You're only a sharecropper. And that's the purpose of the bringing of the Bikurim, to be Makir. Who is the real Bailim? And that you're only a worker for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the tefillah, the kriya that we say by Bikurim is Vanitzak el Hashem alekei aviseinu. We screamed out to Hashem, Vayishma Hashem es koileinu, and Hashem heard our koiles. He heard our koiles. Vayaris anyeinu ves amaleinu ves lakseinu, he saw our oppression, and so on. And then he took us out. So the Mefarshim asks Kakashi, why does it say Vanitzak el Hashem alekei aviseinu? Vayishma Hashem es koileinu, we heard our voices. Should have said Vayishma Hashem es tefiloseinu. Hashem heard our tefillahs. Hashem, Vayishma Hashem es dvareinu. What's Vayishma Hashem es koileinu? Second of all, the emphasis in Shemayna Esrei, we say that as well. Shema koileinu, Hashem alekeinu, chuz verachim aleinu. Listen to our koil. So again, also over there, why not Shema el tefiloseinu versus koileinu? So I once saw from the Svarim that the word dibur, the word tefillah, means to articulate. You're able to express yourself properly. That's articulation. But unfortunately, very often, we're not really able to articulate exactly what we need. We ourselves have things in our mind we don't even know is bothering us sometimes. We ourselves don't know what is the inner ruts and what we tack and need. So by us, the tefillah is b'pchinas a koil. It's not tefillah, it's not articulation, it's not dvarim. That's why in the tefillah we say, Shema Kileinu Chus Rachim Aleinu. Even if in our words we can't fully articulate and express that which we need, but we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Kileinu Chus Rachim Aleinu. This was especially true in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim they were avodim, they were meshuvid, they could barely talk, they couldn't express themselves. It's your dua, what the Svarim say, that Pesach, the Zman of the Gulas, Pesach, the mouth speaks. What's the pshat? The Arizal says, Pesach. Until then, we were avodim. We were not able to express ourselves. Like this farming now, that the dibur was in galus. The essence of man is his dibur, and the dibur was in galus. And then, from that, we became the olam, and it became Pesach. We were finally able to talk. So therefore, in Mitzrayim, it's Vayishma Hashem es koileinu. He heard our voices, even though we weren't able to express ourselves. The emes is interesting. All right, I also saw the same thing. In the Birchus HaChodesh, we ask, you know, Shichadosh HaMiz HaTeva HaZal HaTeva B'L'Racha, Simba, Panos HaChalkola, and so on and so forth. Chaim Shal Bracha, Chaim Shal Sholem, Chaim Shal Yerushamayim, etc. After we ask for everything, Chaim Shimali Hashem Mishalos Libeinu L'Teva. After we ask for everything, so what are we adding for Yimali Hashem Mishalos Libeinu L'Teva? The answer is a certain thing we're not even able to express. We're able to say things b'chlalos, we like this, but sometimes there's things that are bothering us, we ourselves don't know what's on our mind. We ourselves don't know what we need. So now we say, Chaim Shimali Hashem Shalos Libeinu L'Teva, even though we cannot articulate it. And that's Shema Keleinu, and that's Vayishma Hashem Keleinu in Mitzrayim. Certainly, the Shiva Golias, the Golias, it held us back from being able to express ourselves. Vayishma Hashem Keleinu. I saw a mice in Nifla brought down. There was one Rosh Hashanah, and he saw Beruach Kotcher that there was a terrible Gzeirah passed against Klal Yisrael. And as much as he tried to be Mavatl, and he saw that other tzaddikim were davening as well, there was like a Mechitzis HaBarzel, it was like an iron partition, he wasn't able to do anything. And Mamashi was terribly nistah. All of a sudden he sees the voice of a shofar going up, and it's a shmetter and everything, and the tefillahs, all the tzaddikim's tefillahs went through, and the gzeirah became batel u'mevatel. So he was interested in knowing whose tekiyah shofar was this, who was mevatel this mechitza shel barza. So he asked, and they were megala to him, and some favor from a place in Russia, there was a group, there was a minyan that got together, and it was their tekiyah shofar that was mevatel ala kifrum. I guess he heard where it was, and he traveled all the way there. He wanted to see who was this Heilige gathering that was able. He wasn't able to do it, and other tzaddikim weren't able to do it. And there's a minion of people there. He wanted to meet these tzaddikim. He traveled through forests, mamash, a faraway place, a pavarf in a place, and he asks around, where is there a Yiddish community here? No Jewish community there at all. He checked, there was garrison of soldiers there, the Tsar soldiers. So he went around asking if there's Yiddinness, and he said, there's a group of Jews here. They were taken away from their homes when they were younger, and then they were brought up amongst Goyim, but they still stick together. There's a group of Jews amongst this army. So Lev Yitzchak went over to them, and he asked them, you know, how are you of us is? They don't want to shmad themselves up. They don't remember anything about Yiddishkeit. But the Eppes, they still hold on to something, the memories that they have. Many of them forgot what it was like to be Yidden. So he asked them, this past Rosh Hashanah, did anything happen with you? So he said, yeah. By chance, one of the senior members amongst this group heard that it's Rosh Hashanah. So he had a feeling he wanted to gather together the Yailam and do something. They didn't know how to daven. They didn't have any Siddurim. They didn't know about Peh. So they made up amongst themselves that each person's going to daven with his own words. And to daven, be kiras libay, they'll daven. And then they each expressed memories of what they remember from when they were little kids. This one's, I remember my father took me to shul, and I remember there was a feeling of yirin, awesomeness. One of them got up and he says, I remember that, and I remember they used to blow a shofar. He says, oh, if only we were able to have a shofar. Other men said, well, what is a shofar? So he put together his hands like this, and he went, boom, and he started imitating the sound of the shofar. So Lev Yitzchak said, he says, you don't know what you accomplished with that blowing through your hands of the shofar. And he had a shofar with him, and he showed them what it means to hear a shofar. He taught them how to put on tefillin and so on. But this was, they were mevatel gzeirah. They didn't know how to daven, they didn't know anything. But they did it, they meant it. And that's a tremendous lima to us. We talk of living in Golos, and our tefillahs sometimes are b'chinas koil, they're not b'chinas dibur, but sometimes b'davke, because amidst hardship and amidst the lachats of Golos, we're still faithful to Hashem, and we still daven. That could be the biggest lima schus of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to us. Chofetz Chaim says, Amayudiki Yisayim is very much negeya to Yemen Leiroim. Is the mitzvah of vidui maisris. After 3 years, every 3 years, there was a 7-year cycle. After 3 years, HaKadosh Baruch says there's a mitzvah to clean out your house from any trumas or maisris or bikurim that you didn't give over the 3 years. You have it stored in your storage houses, clean it out. You have to make sure to give it to the right people. And then there's a mitzvah of vidui maisris, where we notify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did everything that you asked us to do, Asisi Kechol Hashem Tzivisoni, and then we have a tefillah, Hashkifa Mimayim Kotshecha, Min HaShemayim. Look down upon us from your holy dwelling place, from heaven. Ubarech HaSamcha Es Yisrael V'Esa Adama, Hashem Esata Lanu. And bless your nation, Klal Yisrael, and the earth that you gave us. So the Chofetz Chaim says, you see from this pasuk, two yisoidis when it comes to asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a bakasha. Number one, before it says Ves Adam Asher Nesakel, he's asking for his personal bakashas as well. He says Borech Es Amcha Es Yisrael Ves Adam Asher Nesakel Lanu. First he davens for Klal Yisrael, and then he obviously has his own bakashas together with them. If a person wants to be zeiche, to be answered min hashamayim, he shouldn't only daven for himself. Borech Es Amcha Yisrael. Daven for everybody, but daven also for neighbors and for friends, and then include yourself amongst them. Because the koyach of the rabbin is a mayudik koyach. You daven for yourself, that's one thing. You daven for yourself, the toich the rabbin, that has a much stronger koyach, and that you see through the pasuk over here. Second of all, if a person wants to be answered, he should daven after he was makayim a mitzvah. After he did the mitzvah of bir maestras, and during the vidui maestras, you must follow for your own tzrochim. There's a mayor that gives gula to be answered where you say, Hashkifim and my kachacha, look down and please give us this bracha. And that's a mayor that gets it. It comes to Rosh Hashanah and we daven for our tzrochim and we run, so we need this and we need that. Number one, to see if we can be mekayim a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah and to daven mitoich that. And secondly, when you daven for the klal, include yourself with it, the koyach is much greater. Rebbe Lopian, Sefer Leva Leo, asks a stira. On the one hand, it says in Halacha, B'chapsim v'mistaprin l'chvayt Rosh Hashanah, we wash clothing, we take haircuts l'chvayt Rosh Hashanah, to show that we're confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech of justice, he's going to give us a good thing. V'idach Yisa, you see that there's a pachar on Rosh Hashanah, we fast out of Rosh Hashanah, and we don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah because the Melech Yaisiv B'din, B'sifrei Chaim, B'sifrei Mesim, P'suchim Lefonov. So it's like a stickle contradiction. Says Octalei, there's different truths that are given to this question. Some say Yad Rabbah. Yes, there are two different emotions. On the one hand, we're happy. On the other hand, we're nervous. And Achanav. But the Leib Elio says that there's two different dinim on Rosh Hashanah. There's a din for Klal Yisrael as a whole. And there's a din for every single individual. The Klal Yisrael is going to have a good psak din. We have confidence in Hashem. He loves his nation. He's going to give a good psak din in general. But we know that every year there's yechidim that don't get a good psak din. So the happiness is mitzad the psak on the klal. The nervousness is for the psak on the yachid. So Zotar Eli Lopian, if that's the case, the Eitzah Yehutzah is that if mitzad the klal we're confident there's going to be a good psak, when we daven for ourselves, if we include the tefillahs, b'soich, the tefillah for the rabbin, so then that sort of is a shtickle, nothing is a mamash, a full-fledged guarantee, of the ma'isis is gula, that our tefillah should be answered. By the brachas, in this week's parasha, it says, ubo alecha kol ha-brachas ha'ele, and all of these brachas will come, v'hisi bucha, and they will reach you. You listen to the voice of Hashem because you listen to the voice of Hashem. So all the Mefarshim ask a question, what is this extra lashon over here? Uvo alecha kol habrachas ha'ele. And all these brachas will come to you, v'hisigucha, and they will reach you. If they're coming to you, then obviously they're reaching you. Last year we said a pshat, there's many pshatim said on this. So I want to say over a pshat that I saw from the Imre Shaul of Majus. He said a beautiful pshat. He says, there can be times when a person is blessed with riches, but he doesn't have the proper perception of what to do with those riches. He can waste it, he can squander it on Taibas Olam Hazeh, on Narish Kaiten. He can use it for bad investments. I don't mean bad investments in the stock market. I mean bad investments in the Welt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives riches to a person for a tachlis, for it to be everlasting. There are people that make investments in Ruchnias, and the benefits are there, Olam Vaed, you know, in Olam Haba. It's a very big investment. There's other people that squander their money. So we don't have the right hasagas, we don't have the right perception of what to do with the money. So the Torah, ubo alecha kol habrachas ha'ele, the hisi gucha, Hashem will give you the hasagas, the perception of what to do with that money. Having money alone is not a bracha. Not a bracha. I read about some person in show business that had to hire a special accountant because they weren't able to make it on over $50 million a year. They weren't able to make it. Just, you know, just there was very big bedachas. So they had to hire an accountant and a money manager to be able to help them make it on $50 million a year. Okay. But anyway, And we're talking about more normal people, you know, not talking about the people out there in Hollywood. But anyway, not only will it give you the bracha of the manin, it's going to give you the proper hasagas, the proper perception of what to do with that money. I once heard a Moiri the Givort from a rabbi going from Naftali Friedler, say Hatzadik Levracha. Remember he said the word by Yosin Shuli, Dabin by Yosin Shuli, and Vigdish David. He said, Ubo Alech Kala Bracha, say, look, what does it mean, Vihi Sibucha, from the Lashon of Hasogas Horaivit? What does that mean? The Raivit has criticism of the Rambam. It's called Hasogas Horaivit, the Raivit's criticism of the Rambam. He says, you can attack and get bracha, you can attack and get riches. But with the riches comes criticism. What are you doing with those riches? Are you using it for the proper purposes? Or are you taking up this bracha, Baruch Hu's bracha, and you're wasting it? There's going to be a criticism in Hashemayim. A person gets riches, it's not for free. It's with expectations. So, they're also going to criticize you, these brachas. What exactly are you doing with it? There's a certain standard that they expect from Hashemayim of what you should do with that. That's what I heard from Rav Tanav. I forgot already who he said it, B'Shem. He said it, B'Shem, in Adam Gadol, but it's a very, very sharp vart. Pasuk says, Baruch HaTobo, Yir U'Baruch HaTobo Asod. You're blessed in the city, and you're blessed in the field. Shteit Medrash. B'Shar Mitzvah Shata Oysa Ba'ir, you'll be benched. B'Shar the mitzvahs that you're going to do in the city, you should be blessed. What's the pshat? B'Shar the mitzvahs you do in the city. I mean, what's the special inyan of doing mitzvahs in the city other than doing it in your house? So I saw a vart that my Yonah Shaltayr brings down B'Shem, and Divrei Shari Chayim. He says, an emes de ki yid, it's not enough for him to be a yid inside his house and worry only about himself and worry only about his mishpacha. Emes the kiyid that wants to be mekayim the rasa of Hashem, he goes out into the city, he sees how are other people faring in their ruchnias, and he wants to be mashpia on the rabbin. He has to do everything possible to see to it that the rasa of Hashem is mekuyim not only by him, but also by everybody else. I once said over, I think I said it over in the Chumashir as well, by Yaakov Avinu, when he comes to Aram Narayim. So what does he see? He sees the shepherds, they're sitting by the well, and they're not doing anything. So he's talking about Yomer, Hein Oid HaYom Gadol. There's still plenty of time left. Lo Yeis HaYosef HaMikna, it's not yet time to gather the cattle. Hashku Atzayu L'churu, go give these sheep to drink. So Rabbi Meir Bloch said, it's Harik L'Brach, he asked the question, like, well, what are you doing? What's in your business? You know, you came into a foreign land, you know, you have no shaykhs over here, and the first thing you start criticizing them. You know, they're like, oh, what's going on? So Rabbi Meir said that an emes de ketzadik is worried about the bria in its entirety. The bria is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the emes de ketzadik doesn't only want things to be proper in his own house or even in his own city. He'd like the Ratzon Hashem to be mekuyim. There should be emes de gait in the entire bria. So Yaakov Avinu came and he says, hey, no, no, young God, what are you doing? The pella is that they listen to him. I think he should have said, it's none of your business. So that developed already. He says, oh, I think I heard from the pun of his Yerov. It's the way you say it. How did he start out the conversation? Achai, my brothers, may I and Atem, where are you from? If you go with that kind of an attitude of Achai, we're brothers, we're all in this together, so then people listen to your Teichach. But the very fact that he was interested in being misakin that over there shows Yaakov Avinu, the tzaddik in general, is not only worried about his own local area, he's worried about the widespread area in B'chlal, the entire Bria. I saw brought down, the Rabbeinu of Shishka says that there's a saying in Yiddish, a tzaddik in pelts. What's a tzaddik in pelts? You have a tzaddik that's worried about his egin avayda, doesn't worry about anybody else. What does the word a tzaddik in pelts mean? A pelts is a fur coat. What's pshat? A guy sitting in a house, he's freezing cold. So one guy will just put on his fur coat, and that's it, and he's warm, shalom nafsi. There's another fellow that will get up, and will make sure that the furnace is lit, and it warms it up for everybody. So someone that's only worried about his own becoming cold, he's called a tzaddik in pelts, a tzaddik in his fur coat. The idea is not to be a tzaddik in pelts. The idea is to be a tzaddik, baruch hatobo, ear state medrash, b'schar, that you're mekayim, the mitzvahs in the ear, you're worried about the entire city, b'schar that you're going to get brach. I I saw a very nice pshat here from the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. Shteit in Pasuk, Yikimcha Hashem La'am Kodesh, Kashi Nishbalach. Hashem should establish you as a holy nation, like he swore to you. Kisishvar Smith Hashem Lekecha, V'holachta Libracha. Kapitel Chav Ches Pasuk Tes, the famous mitzvah V'holachta Libracha, you should go in the ways of Hashem. Zok the Sefer HaChinuch. Hashem commanded us to do our ma'asim in a straight way with all of our koyach, and that all our words amongst ourselves should be derech chesed, derech rachamim, b'kitzur, it's an inyan of doing chesed. V'olach l'bidrachim, ahu rachum, afatorachum, ahu chanun, afatochanun. We have to follow the ways of rachamim and chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So frek the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding us to do chesed, so let us say so in the Feirish. Let us say something famous. You should do chesed. Like, why does it say it in a hidden way? You should go in the ways of Hashem. Tell us the famous. You have a mitzvah of doing chesed. Zot the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva of Segel Zechet Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Bracha. He says, there's many people that want to do chesed. And the truth is that the natural inclination of a person, he wants to share with others. He wants to do well for others. It makes a person has a natural good feeling if he does well for others. But it's very possible that natural feeling is not really chesed at all. A person could think he's doing chesed, but he's not really doing chesed. For example, we know that if you give a person tzedakah, it's a very fine thing. But the highest form of tzedakah is to find a person a job. That's the highest form of tzedakah. Tavos. A hedyot that doesn't understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a hedyot is simple to his wife, I give it to him for free. Yeah. But the emes is the biggest derech chavod, the biggest way of being mechavod a person, is to give him a means he should be self-sufficient and he should. That's a bigger madrega of chesed. That's one way from the v'halach to b'drachav. If you do the chesed already, don't stop. Do a chesed the way you feel is the right thing, right? Do a chesed in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do it. Sometimes people think that being a little bit harsh or midas hadin or being a little bit tough, that's not a chesed. What happens? Sometimes a kid needs discipline. Right? You're doing them the biggest favor. You know, in today's liberal world, you know, if you're a little bit tough with a kid, then, adarabba. Sometimes the biggest meat is a chesed. What do you have more than this week's parasha? Parasha kisavi, the teichichet, the clawless amount of pachim chodem. But that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael, because he cares about us. That is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachman, and he does chesed with us. So that's why the Torah said it in an eye for the Bohalach, the Bidracha. Chesed by itself is a good thing. However, chesed could be done in a wrong way. If you leave it to your own feelings, something that feels good to you, you could do it in a totally wrong way. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do chesed, but it has to be v'holach da bidracha. Do it in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, v'hoyim shamaya tishma b'kayil Hashem alaykecha. If you will listen to the voice of Hashem, Lishmar lasses is called mitzvosav. Hashem anochi mitzavcha hayoyim. Unesamcha Hashem alekecha el yoyin al kol gayei haaretz. If you listen to the voice of Hashem, Hashem will place you above all of the nations of the world. There's a peladik in Medrash Tanchuma over here. What's this double lashon? Im shomaya tishma. State in Medrash Tanchuma here in Kisavai. Im shomato ba'olam hazeh. If you're going to listen to the Torah down here to learn Torah, Tishma ba'olam haba, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you hear the Torah in Olam haba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Reb Levi Mishum Reb Abba. Reb Levi said in the name of Reb Abba. Why hoysa ha'Torah tzrichali nasim li Yisrael ba'olam hazeh. Demis, Hashem didn't really have to give us the Torah down here. Why? Because lo asid lovoi, lama sha'kol asidin li Yisrael meidin Torah mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's going to teach us Kol HaTorah Kula up there. So the Lama Nitna Ba'olam HaZeh, why was it given over here? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to teach us Ba'olam HaHabah, we'll know which parish he's starting from. We'll know the place, you know. It's like when a person comes to Shul, he has to know which page the tzibur is on. So he'll know exactly, you know, which parish he's Isaac in. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in Shabaya, if you hear Ba'olam HaZeh, Tishma, you'll hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam HaBa. You'll have to know at least a little bit where he's holding, and that way you'll be able, Torah's going to be given to us over there. Down here is just merely to know the Rashi Prokim to know exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. So the Chofetz Chaim says from here is a tremendous chizuk to us. A lot of times, you know, we think to ourselves, you know, I chap rayin a little bit learning here, I chap rayin a little bit learning there, but I'm not sitting and learning ba'amkes, I'm not sitting and learning with mamish, that depth that a person sits and learns a whole day has. And you know, we sort of like feel a bit, what's my learning worth? But the emes is, it's accomplishing a tremendous amount. Because if a person learns down here and he knows what he's saying, and it doesn't mean that we have to daven it up and not know what we're talking about, but if a person gets a basic idea of what's happening over here, he'll be able to keep up and follow the place up there when HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us the Torah up there. And the Chofetz Chaim said over a ma'aseh from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, there was a yid that lived in Volozhin, an elder yid. They used to learn a lot, you know, he used to learn a lot of Gemara. And he knew a lot, but he didn't really know it in depth. And a lot of places he made mistakes, he partially didn't really know the real Taich. So one time Rav Chaim Volozhiner was giving a shir in the Beis Medrash, and this yid walked in. Rav Chaim Volozhiner stood up for him, Molei Pei Masei. So the Olim was wondering, you know, like they used to make fun a little bit of this man, you know, sometimes he mamish his blatant wrong shot. And they were wondering, Chaim Volozhiner stood up, Molei Pei Masei, said, he asked them about it afterwards. He said, you know, this yid, he doesn't really know that why did Rosh Hashiva stand up? The God Lador stood up for him. So he says, we learn out of the Amsterdam Shas, he says. The Amsterdam Shas is perfect. It doesn't have any mistakes. At that time, that was the most accurate Shas. There's another Shas, the Sedilikov Shas, it was called. It has mistakes in it. But just because it has mistakes means it's not a Shas. It's also a Shas. It's not as accurate. It has mistakes. Oh, but a Shas it is. This yid, he knows a lot. He's a Shas also, right? And Allah said, love you. He's going to gain tremendously from that. He says, just because it doesn't, the person doesn't have that clarkite, it doesn't minimize the godless of the person. For states, we always have to strive and note with the clarkite. But whatever a person learns down here, in Shamaya, if you learn it down here, you're going to learn it with a much more, with a tremendous, tremendous depth. And that's a very big chizuk to us. You know, we get down on ourselves sometimes. But you have to know, post Malam down here, it'll give us a tfisa to hear the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilam Abba. Good and Shabbos.
Next week, why not?